Change hands.
Let us all wave from
Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
If you are happy that the Lord has made you to see this day, shout it loud, hallelujah. If you know that your miracle shall be the largest here, shout it loudest, hallelujah. Now, if you are a firstborn and you are in this service, shout a loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's close our eyes and sing this song louder than anyone around. Power must change be my life. No matter what the devil may say. Hallelujah.
Power must change my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
In Jesus' name. Those of you who have gathered at this first Power Must Change Hands service this year, I
would
congratulate you.
Okay.
Because the power of the God of Elijah is here to give you power to make you an overcomer. Therefore, everything you are going to do in this service, which is a very short service, you should do it from the innermost part of your heart. Do it aggressively. Do it violently. Start off with fire. And carry that fire into the air. You are going to sing this song in a military fashion. Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. And as you are confessing it, the manifestation will begin to take place in your life. Are you ready now? Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine today. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory is mine today. Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Oh, yes, sir.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine today. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Victory is mine today.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Oh, yes.
Victory is mine.
What a mighty God we serve. The Lord God that dwelleth in Zion shall arise and turn you into a land of favor. In the name of Jesus, whether it is convenient for your enemy or not, your testimony this year shall be great. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to waste you shall waste themselves. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to waste the people of God, they shall waste themselves. In the name of Jesus, everything that you have lost in previous years, you shall repossess them now. In the name of Jesus, all the helpers that have gone away, they shall come back to you. Let your amen roar like thunder. Stars cannot be touched. Your destiny becomes untouchable to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of prophecy upon your life. This year, you shall have uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. And whether it is convenient for your enemies or not, the Holy Ghost shall increase your speed. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this morning. We praise your holy name because you are a rock, your strength. There is none that can deliver like you. You are our nail in the sure place. People have failed. Words of man have failed. But your power never fails. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. As many people as are here today, according to the word of prophecy that has gone forth, meet them at the point of their needs. Silence, beloved. You, that person over there, all the parts of your body have been shared out by witchcraft. Let there be silence now. I speak the word of fire unto the covens where they have shared you. And by the power in the blood of Jesus, I recover every part of your body that they have eaten. Recover yourself now. Recover yourself now. Recover yourself. In the name of Jesus. That's right. That person, you know yourself. You have approached this meeting with a blinding headache. But that headache has vanished now. And that's which makes you feel as if there is no strength. The organs in your body have been returned. Thank you, Jesus. Father,
Baba,
lay your hands upon us. Educate our spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This particular edition of the palm must change hands. You and I have a battle to fight. A very strong battle indeed. But let me explain to you the principles and the strategies before we start praying now. Some of the things we are going to battle here this morning, I've been in many families for generations. Unfortunately, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Ignorance has kept God's people from possessing their possession. Listen to me very carefully this morning. If you pray on this topic of this morning, and you let palm or St. John's with your voice lost, but you won the battle, you have made a good bargain. Because your voice shall come back. We're looking at what I call battling the thou shall not curses. Battling the thou shall not curses. The thou shall not curses. In Genesis chapter 49.
Genesis 49.
We begin to read from verse 1. I told you it's a short service. So make sure your attention is set completely. Battling the thou shall not curses. Genesis chapter 49. Please, if you are there, say yes. If you are looking for it, we shall wait for you. Genesis chapter 49. In Genesis chapter 49, we see Jacob, the patriarch. Blessing or cursing his children, as the case may be. Unfortunately, there was a particular curse that he mentioned, which raged against someone then, but is unfortunately still raging today. Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob,
I'm
hearken unto Israel your father. Then it started with the firstborn. Reuben,
Reuben,
thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity, and the excellence of power. This is what this man is supposed to be. Might, strength, dignity, power. Verse 4. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. A curse was issued against Reuben. Thou shalt not excel. curse is a killer.
Egun apanilodje
that destroys with terrible violence.
To man fi pa pupo pa nkan run.
In fact, to be quite honest with you,
Koda lati so ti toro fun yin,
the first curser in the Bible was God himself.
Olorun ti kara re le ni to kegun inu Bibeli.
The first one.
Eni to koko kegun inu Bibeli.
The God was the first curser.
Olorun ti kara re le ni akoko to kegun.
And you can still see the effect of that.
How see aye nri.
A curse is something that turns fertile land to desert. It distributes what we call the harvest of failure. It is a force working against people or a person or a group of people. It is the opposite of blessing. It's a counter force that overpowers blessings. A curse is like an evil chain around a person's life originated by spoken words.
Is
a violent spiritual energy originated through verbal pronouncements. A curse is a satanic mandate to wreck a person, a place, or a thing. A curse is an expert at putting a ceiling upon your life. It's an unseen force sabotaging your best efforts. It is the principal in the school of setback. Once somebody is struggling against something, you cannot master it, you don't understand it, you don't know where it's coming from, you are fighting against a curse. A curse makes somebody to be greeted with failure where others are succeeding. There are many categories of curses. There are prophetic curses. There are diabolical curses. There are territorial curses. There is community curse. There is ministerial leprosy curses. There are divine curses. There are personal curses, self-imposed curses. There are global curses. There are family curses. There are ancestral or generational curses. There are geographical curses. There is racial curses. There is pursuing curses. There is parental curses. There are witchcraft curses. There are curses from shedding innocent blood. There are transferred curses. There are oath-based curses. There is a curse of the Avenger. There are marital curses. This one is a thou shall not curse. Reuben was the oldest and by all right the heir to the wealth and promises of Jacob. He was supposed to receive double the inheritance. But Reuben lost this special honor. And since he lost it, the tribe of Reuben never became the greatest of nations. The tribe of Reuben had dreams that never got carried out. The tribe of Reuben was the first of the 12 tribes of Israel to be attacked attacked by King Assyria when the king came to capture them. And he carried them away into captivity. In number 16, when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram began to rebel against Moses, the tribe of Reuben was one of those that entered the ground alive. This is a serious matter. When he says, "Thou shalt not excel," it means thou shalt be forced no more. It means thou shalt not be celebrated. It means thou shalt not meet the mark. It means thou shalt not prevail. It means thou shalt not be on top. It means thou shalt amount to nothing. It means thou shalt not succeed. There are people here this morning, and there are plenty listening to me. Check your life very well. Is there any thou shall not curses operating in your life? Have you noticed the operation of thou shall not curses against your destiny? Have you noticed the thou shall not curse against your generation? Those thou shall not curses can bring termination. It can bring infirmity. It can bring bad luck. It can bring reduction. It can bring delay. It can bring all kinds of health problems. It can bring all kinds of gynecological problems. It can give all kinds of instability. Poverty. Demotion. Stagnancy. Sleeplessness. This thou shall not curses. Thou shall not curses possess devastating power when uttered by somebody with authority over you. Because it will tie down the person's head by an invisible chain. And the person will not even know what is happening in the person's life. I'm praying for somebody here today. And let your amen roar like thunder and fire. I'm praying for somebody here today. All the thou shall not curses working against your life shall be buried alive today. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Not curses. They can be issued by parents. Are you here today? And you actually offended your parents. And they've issued curses against you. You will need to repent before the Lord today and break these curses. This is a very, very serious matter. And I want you to understand it very well. One of the saddest cases I've ever seen was a particular court case. Mother was murdered. The boy, this boy, about 7 or 9 years old, went to court to testify against his own father that his own father was one that killed his mother. And on the strength of the evidence this boy was giving against his own father. They threw the father into life jail. And the father issued a curse. Are you this boy? Came here to tell lies against me. You will never, never find your way. A thou shall not curse was issued against him. That he will never find a direction. At the age of 23, this boy had become a confused man. Nothing worked. Marriages do not work. He had children, they died. Everything collapsed around him. Until he had to now go and confess to the police that he was actually the one who killed his own mother. Not the father. But told lies against the man. Thou shalt not curse us. If you are here today and your parents have issued curses against you, as you repent before the Lord today, the Lord shall deliver you. Thou shalt not curse us. They can be issued by husbands against wife. Wife against husband. It can be issued by a mentor. It can be issued by a prophet. When it is issued by a prophet, it's a very serious problem indeed. Because you need somebody with a greater anointing to counsel what he had said. It can be issued by a man of God. It can be issued by a pastor. So you have to be very, very careful. It can be issued by your boss, where you were an apprentice. So if you are learning under somebody, you've got to be very careful how you deal with that person's customers. It can be issued by a person who has been so good to you, and you drank from the person's well before. Now you are against the person. It can be issued by abandoned children. There could be men here who have had children, got people pregnant, they deny, I don't know anything about it, they leave the children to float. Those children can issue curses against such fathers. It can be issued by the powerless. There's something called the curse of the powerless. You are maltreating somebody who cannot fight you back. And then there's a problem. Daddy is busy sleeping with the house help. And began to abort for the house help. The curse of the powerless will begin to work. It can be issued by aborted children. It can be issued by those you cheat or you are stealing from. It can be issued by those you are bearing false witnesses or lying against. It can be issued by jilted lovers. It can be issued by stolen wife or stolen husbands. It can be issued by people who belong to the homes that another person has broken. It can be issued by you when you are disloyal to somebody who has been good to you. It can be issued when you are busy destroying the destiny of other people's children. You say you are a lecturer, you are a teacher, but you are busy sleeping with other people's children, confusing their lives. You have your own children somewhere else, is to be issued against you. It can be issued when you intentionally destroy somebody else's property. Thou shall not curses. The thou shall not curses is divided into two categories.
There
is the righteous ones, which I've just listed for you. Then the unrighteous one.
There
is the lawful one, which I've just listed for you. That is the unlawful one. The unlawful and the unrighteous thou shalt not is the one that the enemy is issuing. Say, over my dead body will you do this? Over my dead body will you do that? Those are the curses by the enemy. Those are the unrighteous ones. Those are the unlovable ones that you can battle to stand still anytime, any day. But the lawful ones require a process, which I'm going to tell you very soon before we start praying now. But when a person is under a thou shall not curse, his ties an invisible rope around your waist. Anywhere you want to go, they pull you back. When somebody is under the thou shall not curses, it retains you in an evil bus stop. It pushes you back to zero level no matter how high you rise. It will be resisting your forward movement. It will be bringing you what you call in deliverance automatic failure mechanism. It will be bringing down the head. Anytime the person is trying to lift the head, it brings it down. The person will be headed for greatness, but it demotes the person. The thou shall not curses will convert the person to a golden ornament in a dungeon
hill.
It will dissolve the focus of the person and to eat away any form of progress. Thou shalt not curses. It makes you lower than your contemporaries. Lower than your contemporaries. Could find a situation. Two professors in the same university. One has 3-4 cars. The other one, they are pushing his car to start. They're contemporaries. Some say, well, I'm still not advocate of Nigeria. See him doing well. There's another one, which is yours, you can call him Sansan. Still the same contemporary. The thou shall not curses, they do that to people. Thou shall not curses will slim down a person so that your coat of honor will be oversized. The thou shall not curses, they release an aura of bad luck. An aura of unexplainable hatred. They will cause stillness and cause a person to be bypassed. The person begins to have helpless helpers and repeated embarrassing failures. And the juniors begin to overshadow the person. It is a terrible thing indeed. This was what Reuben faced. But there is a way out. One. You need to be born again. That is not negotiable. A lot of people go to church but they are not born again. These who are born again, they don't tell lies. They don't steal. They don't commit fornication. They don't commit adultery. They don't steal. They don't bear false witness. Those who are born again. Meaning that we Christians in Nigeria, we need to pray. Many of our leaders, as you claim, are born again. They are not born again. They are born against. New birth. Salvation. Bible salvation. That's the first thing. Two. Total repentance. I know a man many years ago. I think this was 1998. He had offended his parents greatly. And the father undressed. And in that naked form, he issued curses against him. That he will forever be going around in a circle. And he kept going in that circle. Until he came to mountain of fire. And we prayed. He did deliverance. The Lord said, you have to send him to the cemetery. The cemetery. He has to go and stand by the grave side of this man that died and cried for repentance there. The man had to go to, they call the cemetery Akpeno. I don't know whether he's still there. So he went there and cried and repented and wept and wept and wept. So that the curses of vagabond they put on him will break. Three. Restitution. You've cheated somebody, taking his thing, return what you have stolen. You have wrongfully acquired something, return it. You have to make that restitution. Four. Apology and begging where necessary. Apology and begging where necessary. Five. Break the curses.
Four.
Which is why we're here this first Parmosians of the year. And then six. Seek prophetic prayer. Prophetic prayer. Reuben would have died a complete failure.
But
thank God something happened. The curse that Jacob his father issued upon him, there was somebody that helped him. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, I read just verse 1.
What's car say, Kini?
And verse 6.
Ati Kefa.
And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Verse 6. Let Reuben live and not die. And let not his men be few. The curses that Jacob issued, Moses had to stand there and break it to help Reuben. This morning, I'm standing there as a Moses to break those curses that the enemy might have issued against you. So wherever the thou shall not curse is coming from, by the power in the blood of Jesus, they shall be broken to pieces today. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. But you see, if you are here in this service, you are not born again, I know this kind of curses are fighting you. Don't waste time. Quickly jump out of your seat and run to this altar or any of the two altars at the back, so that the Lord of hosts can help you today. I want you at the altars. I congratulate you.
Okay,
you've taken the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes where you are. And say what I'm going to say after
me.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know you care for me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. As from today, let any curse that I'm laboring under be broken to pieces. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their destiny. Write their names in the book of life. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Good. Whether you are firstborn or not, it is time to pray this prayer now. Whether you are married or not, pray the prayer for your firstborn. Parents can stand the gap for their children. Also, you can pray for yourself. You can pray for your brother. You can pray for your sister. If you are not a firstborn, you can pray for somebody you know who is a firstborn. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
So while all the firstborn are remaining standing, can you say this after me? I am a firstborn. I'm the beginning of strength of my household. I'm the excellence of dignity. Excellence of power. I shall not be a deficit unto the world. I shall be as stable as a rock. I shall excel. And no one shall defile me. I shall not die a grievous death. I shall not be an infant of days. Neither shall I be an adult that has not fulfilled his years. I shall have the might of Samson, but not his carelessness. I shall have the wisdom of Solomon, not his Adam. I shall have the holiness of Job and not his calamities. I shall possess the gate of my enemies. I shall not be subject to pain or poverty. The enemy shall not outwit me. The Lord shall anoint me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. The fire of the enemy shall not burn me. I rededicate myself this day to the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. A sevenfold amen. Everybody remain standing now. The prayer of this morning.
Adura owuro yi.
I need to ask you whether you are ready for it.
O fe bi boya ise ton lati gba.
Because it's not a gentleman's prayer.
Nitori ki ise adura awon eni jeje o.
It's not the kind of prayer you pray, your body, your soul, your spirit does not know you are praying.
Ijeru adura teyan o ma gba tara okan temi re oni mo ko gba adura.
It's not a prayer that is like ice cream. Some of the things we want to battle now started from some people right from the womb. Some, their own started even before they were conceived. A curse of thou shall not be great was waiting for them. Thou shall not marry is waiting for them. Thou shall not prosper is waiting for them. Thou shall not have children is waiting for them. Thou shall not build your house is waiting for them. Thou shall not progress is waiting for them. They were just born into it and they collected it. The first prayer I want you to pray. The first prayer I want you to pray. As we begin to pray this prayer, a lot of things will begin to happen here. A lot of miracles will begin to happen. Because once those curses are broken, and the demons in charge of them have been dispatched away, then breakthrough begin to flow in. Can you shout this loud and clear? Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours. Thou shall not curses. Against my life. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and break it. Bapata Satialika Ribo Sepende Kayabo Shenteraba. Mapianica, thou shalt not curses against my life. Break! Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to double your aggression. Things have started happening. Now, identify an area you want to face.
agbegbe kan to fe dojuko.
Maybe it's your marriage.
Boya igbeyawo re ni.
Maybe it's your children.
Boya awon omo re ni.
Maybe it's your life.
Boya aye re ni.
Maybe it's your calling.
Boya ipe re ni.
Look at the area where the enemy has been pushing you back.
Wo ibi ti o ta tin ti o seyin.
You will now identify that area.
Oh, wa se awari agbegbe yen.
You will say every curse.
Oh, pe gbogbo egun
of thou shall not prosper.
Ti iwo ki yo le se rere.
Oh, thou shall not build a house.
Tabi iwo ki yo le kole.
Oh, thou shall not travel anywhere.
Tabi iwo ki yo ni ajo lo bi.
Thou shall not marry.
Iwo ki yo le se igbeyawo.
Thou shall not have children.
Iwo ki yo le bimo.
Thou shall not move forward. So you need to identify your own.
Oh, so eto je ti re ni.
Don't listen to what anybody is saying.
Mama fe bi si o dale.
Everybody is before God now.
Olukaluku
wa. Open your mouth and begin to break it. Apota sepiali katandaka. Derika setende kaya boshentera masanta. Be specific now.
Yes,
break, 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 break. I tell you,
for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, then we pray. I stand here like Moses stood for Reuben. And I decree upon your life now. Any curse under which you labor, I command you to be broken now. In the name of Jesus. A sabu for the man. Another sabu for the man. Another sabu for. Silence now. Please don't say anything until I like ask you to talk. Don't even say amen until I ask you to talk. When I want you to say amen, I will say so. But right now, just connect to your faith to our own here. Father, I stand here as your servant. Anyone in this gathering now, that wish should make them great, has been buried with a dead relative. Unto such people, wherever they
are,
let the power of God fall upon them now. Let that yoke of the grave sealing their future be broken now by the power in the blood of Jesus. as the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Father, I'm praying right now. For anyone in this gathering, and there are witchcraft curses working against your destiny. Every time they gather to issue curses upon you, Mapota, Lika, Ribo, Sapia, Likatenda, you that person over there, the curses of witchcraft upon your life is broken now. Right there where you are, in the name of Jesus. That's the first person again. Number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. It's happening.
Oh, shall it?
Can you now lift up your voices with fire? And shout this way. I'm going to shout my own. Any curse of thou shalt not accept.
Death!
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Enough is enough. Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stretch your right hand to the heavenlies.
No, what?
Father, this hands that I stretch to you.
Baba, what do you want to see?
Pour the blood of Jesus on these hands. Pour the fire of deliverance upon these hands. Convert these hands to a battle axe to set your people free. In the name of Jesus. You start with your head.
Oh, I pray for Lori.
Lay the hand upon your head.
We are one on Lori.
Say any curse.
A good yahoo
issued against my head.
He wants to know the story.
Break. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
As you smite that head, any curse issued against that head will be broken instantly. Get yourself ready. One. Two. Three. Four. Don't feel sorry for that. Five. Six. Seven. Today is the day of release. Get yourself ready again. This is your chest now. Lay your hands upon your chest. Say any curse issued against my destiny. Break! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Pasepe kate katenda ya boshanda. Ribo seponde ke ya boshente naba. In Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. Is that chest you're going to smite now? As you smite that chest, any curse involving your general life and your destiny shall be broken. One. Look at what is happening over there. That's right. Two. Three. Four. Makatesa pialika. Ribo sende keaba. Five.
Aru.
Six.
Eva.
Seven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Your hand on your stomach. Something is about to happen now. Because as we pray this next prayer, strange objects, strange infirmity hiding in the blood, hiding in the bone marrow, hiding in the digestive tract, hiding in the eyes, hiding in the throat, hiding in the urinary system. There will be an electric current shaking the body. And those things will run away. The cancer will dry up. And the cataract and fever shall disappear. Say, so any curse issued against my health,
he wants all of the sin, let me
pray. In the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Da ribo sepende ke yabo shanta. Ribo sepende ke yabo shanta. Jesus' Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. Don't feel sorry for that tummy. One! Two! Something is coming out. Three! Four! Five! Six! Seven! Push it out, push it out.
Tijade.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Silence now. That person here that were feeling lifeless when you got here. But everything swallowed in your body by witchcraft powers. I've been vomited and replaced. And now you can find your strength again. Run quickly to the altar, that person. And that person, when you came here, you could not use your body parts very well. But now you have been healed. Run quickly to the altar too. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, this is the time to smite them out of their hiding place. Whatever the infirmity is, you are going to smite it 21 times. By the time you finish, they will have gone back to the center. Don't worry if you are having pain while you are smiting. The pain will vanish and the enemy will carry his load. Get yourself ready now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yes, it's coming out. Fifteen, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Check your body now. Do what you are not able to do before. Put your faith into action. And immediately you have been healed. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Check your body. Check your body. Yes, that body part you cannot use. You can use it now. The lump in the body has just vanished. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every power hired to curse me. Can you shout it loud? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Bokate sepete la kaya boshende raba. Daribo sepende kaya boshende raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, it is done. So every curse that I have issued against myself,
break!
Break!
Jesus.
Your voice is not loud enough.
Oh, no, that's
in Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft curses! Backfire! In the name of Jesus. We pray. We are making powerful progress. Curses of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. I see somebody here. Before the next power must
change.
Your story will have changed to glory. Curses of thou shall not be great. Name we pray. Two more. And this last two. I want to beg you. If you are still hearing the voice of the next person to you, no, you have not started the prayer. Curses of my fathers are. Is affecting my destiny.
Don't pray.
In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Number 7.
Ikeje.
Yes. Look at what is happening this morning.
I want to share the Lord.
Say embargo curses. Can you shout it loud? I am not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Deal with them. Deal with
that.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. If you are at this altar and you have a testimony to give, stay where you are. The others may go back to our seat now.
If
you have a testimony to give, see the testimony team by the right. But check your body very well, that the enemy will not put any problem back on you. Jesus is here, and his power is in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Those who have been denied promotion, that bondage is broken this morning. Those that the enemy has been stealing from on a regular basis, that bondage is broken this morning. Those who have never really achieved where God wants them to go to in life, that chain is broken completely this morning. Thank you, Jesus. This month is your birthday and your wedding anniversary. Can you remain standing, please? Father, we thank you for your children who are celebrating their birthday this month or their wedding anniversary. I pray, O Lord, that your anointing will abide upon them mightily in the name of Jesus. The Lord whom you serve will continue to promote you. No weapon formed against your life shall prosper. You shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. As you are celebrating your birthday today, by this time next year, if Jesus tarries in his coming, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus, to you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer letter and rise up on your feet, please. Hold it in your right hand and point it towards this altar. Father, we commit these prayer letters unto your holy hands. Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every point written here become mighty testimonies in the name of Jesus. Use this prayer letter that you have brought today as a point of testimony and joy. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Stretch your two arms towards this altar. The louder your amen are in these pronouncements, the faster it will come to you. Father, your children are gathered here. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Father, place on each hand here that which will make them champion the whole of this year. In the name of Jesus, I decree upon your life that affliction will never rise again. We shall possess your possession. 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 In the name of Jesus. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. The body of Christ in this nation shall to the hills raise up their head. From whence commence their help? Their help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do not suffer their feet to be moved. For it that keepeth them will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall enter slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep their going and their coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall the body of Christ. Nor shall any plague come near your camp. And it shall be well with you. These promises shall be fulfilled in your lives. And by the time you come here in February, you shall be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Any power that wants you to die shall die. Any power planning against your existence shall be eliminated. Every evil imagination against you shall fail. Every weapon of the enemy shall backfire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Sure.
Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
To one Jericho destroyed, hallelujah, let's go.